4 to 5 p.m.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is in!
Doctor Demento, Doctor Demento, Doctor Demento, Doctor Demento.
Wind up your radio! Coming to you from under the small prairie trees of lovely Lakewood with bad music and crazy comedy from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Are you ready for star time? Are you ready for star time? All right, let's bring to the stage
Mr. Personality himself, singing Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over and over, I'll be a fool for you. Cause you've got
to another edition of Amateur Hour here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Today, a tribute to the granddaddy of novelty radio. This show probably wouldn't exist without him. I'm talking, of course, of Dr. Demento, Barrett Eugene Hansen, who decided to finally hang up his microphone and hat and retire after over 50 years on the airwaves. A lot of the weird and wild music you've enjoyed over the years has come from Dr. Demento. He is a record hound. His basement tapes is just an endless supply of weirdness that we played you over the years on this show. Big inspiration of mine. So yeah, we'll do a nice little tribute to him. Dr. Demento started his persona back in 1970 while working at KPPC-FM in Pasadena, California. It was after playing a song we're going to start things off with, Nervous Norvus Transfusion, that DJ Obscene, Steve Clean, remarked that he had to be demented to play that song. And then after that, he took the persona of Dr. Demento, and history was made. He's had a lot of amazing, you know, characters that have been on the show over the years. He discovered Weird Al Yankovic, had him on the show. We're going to play that a little later. Weird Al's first live performance on the Dr. Demento show. He also, you know, the likes of weirdos like Yogi Jorgensen, Stan Freberg, Spike Jones, Jimmy Durante, at least his weird stuff, and lots more. So we're gonna play you some of his classic songs today. But before we get to that, we're also gonna play you a little history in song, because instead of me just barking stuff at you about Dr. Demento, little factoids and such, on the show a few years back, the great Luke Ski and MC Lars did a history of Dr. Demento song live on the show. So we're going to hear that as well after Nervous kicks things off with Transfusion. And we'll be right back with our Dr. Demento tribute show here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, my red corpse suckles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. A rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, oh doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pump the fluid in me, Louie. I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a passing everybody, oh nothing but corn. Man, out of my way, I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion, oh nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. A gallon in me, Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes, line crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, Daddy O, make that type O, huh? Atta boy.
Pop culture defined,
and the audio they heard is what stuck in their mind.
Back in the old days, you hear the comedy tone.
Stan Freeberg,
Tom Lehrer,
Al Sherman,
Spike Jones.
On your FM dial, a flying saucer attack.
By a purple people eater and a yakety yak.
A witch doctor threw a monster mash every day.
So many novelty tunes, they come and take you away.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I've joined the Dementia Revolution.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
The Dementia
Revolution.
In 1970, the radio saw the birth of
the Dr. Demento Show.
Monty Python didn't care that Rocky Horror was gay
because he was a lumberjack and he was okay.
Star Trek with some triples, nope, they ain't got none
because they're really dead puppies and they aren't much fun.
I saw Streakin' Ray Stevens
showing off his bum.
More disgusting than fish heads.
Eat him up, yo!
When Weird Al Yankovic did his thing,
he became the all-time pop comedy king.
With parodies of Michael Jackson,
Queen Madonna,
The Police, Cyndi Lauper,
R.E.M. and Nirvana.
Julie Brown wasn't blonde, she had a hair of red.
And my heart beat harder than a boot to the head.
It was a golden age and everyone had a ball.
Until grunge came along and had to ruin it all.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dimension Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I've joined the Dimension Revolution.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dimension Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
You've joined the Dimension Revolution.
Depression rocked like a cancerous tumor.
Killed all radio sense of humor.
With FCC deregulations.
Soon corporations owned all the stations.
No more novelty tunes to be heard by you folks.
Except Jeff Foxworthy telling redneck jokes.
Or Adam Sandler listing off the who's who's.
In the holiday list of celebrity Jews.
But Dr. D was still rocking his stacks and playing new independent comedy acts.
Like the Four Postmen.
And the Arrogant Worms, Power Salad.
Sudden Death and Throwing Toaster.
And the Great Luke Ski.
Hey, that's me.
Eli Sci-Fi Cons were the place to be because the fans of Funny Filk would frequently rock.
To the songs of Tom Smith and Ookle the Mock.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dimension Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I've joined the Dimension Revolution.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dimension Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
You've joined the Dimension Revolution.
Yes, what's nerdcore?
I'm glad you asked. The hip-hop revolution happening fast.
A comedy rap-type fusion thing?
A genre for nerds who can't really sing. Part KRS-One and part Chuck D.
Part Rakim and part Eric B.
Check MC Frontalot and MC Chris.
Optimus Rhyme on the nerd rap list.
MC Paul Barman, Beefy Whitey Cracker.
Dare to be stupid and bring some laughter.
Hip-hop's not dead, it's just too serious. The underground's growing and the labels are fearing this.
Novelty rap?
Well, maybe so. Then why are all these kids here at our show?
Love and theft?
Stealing like a hobbit.
Ha, you can't stop it.
That's the hot topic, yeah.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dimension Revolution? Are you ready?
Revolution.
Now we're all online like an internet board.
Streaming shows from DementiaRadio.org.
And TheFump.com, where it won't take long for all you guys to
download this song.
Started by Rob Butler, the webcomics geek.
Like Jonathan Colton with his thing a week.
Subscribe to podcasts because they're all the bomb.
And of course, there's
DrDemento.com. Playing Possible Oscar and Worm Quartet.
Weird Al's White Nerdy was his biggest hit yet.
JB and KG of Tenacious D.
Want to pick the music of your destiny.
Swim for Emo Crunk Idol Rock on MTV.
Makes you yearn for a different kind of MP3.
Something out of the norm, let us make a suggestion
by asking you the following question. Sick and tired of the music they play
on the TV and the radio every single day.
All that corporate schlock trying to make you a clone.
When all you want is funny music you can call your own.
All the stand-up and skits
parodies by the best.
Maximum hilarity.
All right, at your request.
Does that fit you to a T?
I got a question for you.
Are you ready, for your dream come true?
Are you?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dimension Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I've joined the Dimension Revolution.
Are you ready?
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good, worse even better. And today, the tribute to the great Dr. Demento, who really paved the way for shows like this, that really embraced the weird and wild and silly and novelty. And you might be surprised to learn, but he actually has a master's in folklore and ethnomusicology at the UCLA. So not only did he, do a radio show and expose, amazing, weird music to listeners, unsuspecting listeners everywhere, he also did a lot of curation this novelty music. I can't really think of anyone else that has done a better job of curating novelty music with either his basement tapes or some of his compilations, and really just doing the work of crate digging and finding this music and then also putting it out there and putting little bios and histories to it. So for that, I'm also grateful, because there's always a story attached to some of these songs. We're going to play you some of the most classic music that Dr. Demento played. Actually, they kind of did a tally of all the songs he's ever played on a show, how many of them got repeated play over and over and over again. And by far, number one is a song that he's probably famous for, playing out there in listener land, Barnes and Barnes, Fish Heads. Now, I came through Fish Heads when they actually did a delightful little video to it, but it came out years and years and years before, premiering on the Dr. Demento show, and then took a life of its own. And really, I don't think any other avenue would have accepted Fish Heads. So we're going to hear that. And then Jim Backus and Friend with a song called Delicious. Now, Jim Backus, of course, the voice of Mr. Magoo. So that's going to be a fun one. And then a song that I usually play in the spring, especially, it doesn't conflict with my bird show. This one's a little risque. We're going to hear Tom Lehrer's Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. And we'll be back with even more Dr. Demento classic songs here on Amateur Hour, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. And today, Dr. Demento, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads. Fish heads.
Morning, laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Ask a fish head anything you want to, they won't answer, they can't talk.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly.
They don't play drums.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Roly poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino at Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh delicious.
You like it? Me?
Delicious.
I like it too. Yes, I do like it.
Delicious.
Yes, it is. You want some more?
Delicious.
I knew you'd like it. You always.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter and hombre. I'll put on the paper hat. Oh, get out the lamp. I even like the cork. Waiter, waiter, more. Oh, keep pouring. Oh, this is every night, New Year's Eve. You got it. Every night we're gonna do this. I don't care. Lose the job, everything. What are you gonna do? Oh, it's gonna do. Oh, Chef.
Is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. And today, a tribute to the great Dr. Demento, who finally hung up his hat and microphone and retired from radio from doing it for more than 50 years now. Crazy. Will that be me? I don't know. I don't think so. But we'll try. We're at 20 in here. It's kind of nuts. I'm doing the show this long, but maybe someone will do a tribute to me. Yeah. This is the appropriate background for that kind of question. Yeah, not going to happen. But anyway, we got lots more Demento classics on the way. Some of the songs he played the most frequently on his program. A song that... Really... Oh, this is infectious. Okay, we're going to start off with a song that is unfortunately pretty apt right about now. We're going to hear Spike Jones and his City Slickers with Da Fuhr's Face. And then, also pretty apt as well, some days, especially for our listeners out there, Napoleon 14. We're going to hear, they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, hoo-hoo, to the funny farm. One day. We'll get there one day. But we're going to play that, and we'll be back with some air checks from classic Dr. Demento programs here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
When the Führer says, "Wie ist der Master Race?" "Wie heil!" Right in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So be heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. When Herr Goebbels says, "We own the world in space," be heil, heil, right in Herr Goebbels' face. When Herr Göring says, "They'll never bomb this place," be heil, heil, right in Herr Göring's face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan Führer Superman.
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. Heil Hitler's world new order.
Everyone of foreign race will love the Führer's face
when we bring to the world disorder. When the Führer says, we is the master race. We heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So we heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Führer says, "We is the master race." We heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So we heil, heil, right in the Führer's face.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
And we're back here on our Dr. Demento tribute show, Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Spike Jones and Napoleon 14 in there. You know, I always like to think that silly novelty satirizing music can kind of alleviate kind of the anxious tension when it comes to serious issues like fascism and mental health. And that's how I get through it with this show. So, yeah. So Dr. Demento had a lot of songs for those kind of things. Funny. Satire. But he also had a knack for discovering new talent, especially in the music of the parody variety. And one such artist who is just massive now, huge, selling out arenas, was once just a lowly student named Weird Al Yankovic. And he made his way to Dr. Demento's show first submitting a demo tape that got airplay. That part of the biography, which is taking a lot of liberties, the movie that came out with Harry Potter, that part was true. He did submit a demo tape and did get airplay. My Bologna was a big hit on his show. And then years later, he asked him back to do a live performance. And we have that air check show for you of Weird Al's first live performance on the Dr. Demento show back in on November 11th. Ha! Yeah, see, I'm thinking this through 1979. So we're going to hear that next. A little of that. Weird Al on Dr. Demento's show, 1979. And then we'll be back with another air check from the great Frank Zappa on the Dr. Demento show, nerding out about his favorite new discovery, the Shags. So look forward to that when we come back here on our Dr. Demento tribute show, Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM. Here's a little Weird Al.
Well, Well, that guy didn't know anything about the accordion player that we've got right here in the studio on the Dr. Demento Show. Here's an accordion player that has brought the instrument into new unscaled heights of dementia and new unscaled heights of popularity on the Dr. Demento Show with a song that's been number one many times on the top 10 in its brief 2 months or so of life. Ladies and gentlemen, Dimensions and Dementites, welcome to Dementia Central, Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, shucks. Thank you. Oh, thank you, everybody. Whoa. Hello, doctor.
Normally we'd say speech, but I think before we get into rapping, I'm going to say song.
Oh, you want to hear some music?
Okay. Yes, I want to hear some music.
Okay, this is a little medley. If you haven't noticed before, I tend to write songs about food. I mean, you know, that's a big part of everybody's life and
Let's
everything
hear it
like
for
that.
Food, everybody.
Yeah, food. Yeah, come on. Food. So I like bologna so much, but there's a lot of other things I like. I'd like to do a short medley of songs about food.
Okay, let's make it a demented community sing live with Weird Al.
Too much beer, then my tummy starts a grumbling and feeling queer, and then I feel like
growing up. On you.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Our tribute to Dr. Demento today. Lots of laughter. Lots of silly, disgusting songs. Mad Jack Otubra right there, Sick to My Stomach Blues in the background. We got another air check on the way from a old Dr. Demento show back in the 80s when Frank Zappa came on. Great Frank Zappa, also a big fan of Dr. Demento. He came on to tell Dr. Demento all about his favorite new find, which Dr. Demento had been playing for a while. But still, big fan of the Shags, as we all are on this program, at least. So we're going to hear Frank Zappa just, you know, his mind blown by the Shags, just reading the album cover, playing you a Shags song, just over the moon about the Shags on the Dr. Demento show back in the 80s. We'll be right back with more Dr. Demento, including my favorite compilation of his. So stick around. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Who really needs no introduction, Mr. Frank Zappa. Does the mic work, Frank?
Let's hope this microphone is working tonight.
The microphone works, Frank.
Hey, good God, let's do it. Start off with the first record right now. And now we're going to hear something that is very unusual. I think it's probably the first time this record has been played in Los Angeles, or maybe even the Western Hemisphere. Could you hand me the cover, please? Now, the name of this group, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shags, and the name of the album is Philosophy of the World. And I'll try and describe the cover of this album to you so that you can get the drift. The Shags is a three-piece group. They're girls. It's a power trio, sort of. They're all sisters. They are wearing very conservative clothing, and they have long hair, which is apparently freshly shampooed in this somewhat greenish color photograph on the front of the cover. And there is a large girl seated on a drum stool, posed delicately in front of a hi-hat cymbal. Her foot is on the pedal of the cymbal. And right in front of her, obscuring her reproductive organs, is a snare drum, which is tilted at apparently a very incorrect angle, making it difficult to do fast licks, but she won't need them. And then over on the other side of that is a floor tom, fairly large floor tom, with the rivets showing from where the formica is wrapped around the drum. Hovering over the floor tom is the tallest of the sisters, and she is playing some sort of extravagant Japanese import guitar, of which the other sister, she has a matching one on the other side of the cover. And I'll read you some of the things from the liner notes. Here it is. The Shags, Philosophy of the World, and then there's a little R, which means registered, on Shags, which is spelled S-A-G-G-S. I got this from a FM station in Boston. Can't remember the name of it. I don't know how I managed to escape with it, because it's so priceless. But here's the pitch for the Shags, folks. It says, the Shags are real, comma, pure, comma, unaffected by outside influences, comma. Their music is different. It is theirs alone. They believe in it, live it. It is a part of them, and they are a part of it. Of all contemporary acts in the world today, perhaps only the Shags do what others would like to do, and that is perform only what they believe in, what they feel, not what others think the Shag should feel. The Shags love you and love to perform for you. You may love their music or you may not, but whatever you feel, at last you know you can listen to artists who are real. They will not change their music or style to meet the whims of a frustrated world. You should appreciate this because you know they are pure. What more can you ask? Question mark. Betty, Helen, and Dorothy Wiggins are the Shags. They are sisters and members of a large family where mutual respect and love for each other is at an unbelievable high. They study and practice together, encouraged and helped by those around them. Betty, Helen, and Dorothy live in a small town in New Hampshire in an atmosphere which has encouraged them to develop their music unaffected by outside influences. They are happy people and love what they are doing. They do it because they love it. Now, we're going to play a couple of tracks from the Shags LP. I want you to notice that this group, to my ear, sounds like the missing link between Fanny and Captain Beefheart and his magic band. The first selection is a great tune called My Pal Foot Foot. Take it away. We'll be right back.
always likes to roam. My pal's name is Footfoot. I never find him home.
I go to his house, knock at his door. People come out and say, Footfoot, don't live here no more. My pal Footfoot,
Footfoot,
always likes to roam. My pal Footfoot,
Footfoot,
now he has no home. Where will Footfoot go?
What will Footfoot do?
Oh, Footfoot, I wish I could find you.
I've looked here, I've looked there, I've looked everywhere.
Oh, Footfoot, why can't I find you?
Footfoot, where can you be?
Footfoot, why won't you answer me?
Footfoot,
oh, Footfoot, wherever you are, I want you to come home with me. I don't have time to roam. I have things to do. I have to go home. Oh, Footfoot, where are you?
Still have a place to dwell. Footfoot, please answer me. I know where you are. You're behind that tree.
Footfoot, please come to me. Footfoot, now that you're here, won't you come home? Footfoot, promise me this, that you will never again roam. Frank
Zappa will be back with more records from his private cache in just a moment. You're listening to KMET in Los Angeles.
And we're back here on the Dr. Demento Tribute Show Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, and today, Dr. Demento, the granddaddy of them all for doing weird-ass shows like this. And one of the things he always did was put out records and compilations, so I didn't have to go crate digging for all the best weird music. And one of the compilations, one of my favorite compilations of all time, the one I have that I play most out of the context of the show, is Dr. Demento's Covered in Punk, where basically he got some celebrities, some punk rock artists, some admirers and weirdos to cover some of the classic Dr. Demento music. It's got everybody from, you know, people from the B-52s, you got Miss Pussycat and Quintron, you got like a lot of cool, awesome artists. But you also have a lot of celebrities as well. So we're going to actually play you Adam West. Yes, Adam West, Batman himself, covering The Thing. And then, of course, the Velour Fog, the Shat, William Shatner, one of the patron saints of this particular program, at least celebrity-wise. We're going to hear his cover of Garbage Man. And then we're going to end things off with Colleen Green and her version of the Heathen Dans. Great Los Angeles musician, Colleen Green. She's going to do the Heathen Dans song, I Like. And that song was a big hit here on this program when I played it. Even so, it got me a pledge all the way from Mexico and a really awesome postcard that was handmade that was all about this song, I Like. So we're going to play that cover, Colleen Green, I Like. Going to end off the show here on Amateur Hour's tribute to the great Dr. Demento. Hope you enjoyed it. Stu and the Twang Trust is coming up next. We're going to do another big tribute show next week. Daniel Johnston. Yeah. We're going to hear covers of Daniel Johnston's songs. Not him doing songs, but other artists that appreciate his music. So look forward to that. And that will do it for another edition of Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We're going to hear some Adam West, some William Shatner, some Colleen Green, and of course, a little more Dr. Demento on the Dr. Demento Tribute Show, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is Adam West, and I'm with Dr. Demento, covered in punk. How strange. How weird. The beach, one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box afloating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, oh, I discovered it right before my eyes. Oh, I discovered it right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ah, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ah, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Ah, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Ah, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing. He was a desperate man. But when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. On for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you. 'Cause you'll never get rid of it, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of it, no matter what you do.
Man, here I come. Look out, baby. And there you have it, today's greatest performers in the punk tradition, covering some of the Dr. Demento Show's greatest hits. You know, you could say the Dr. Demento Show and punk rock grew up together. I began the show in 1970 and it went national in 1974, which was the same year that the Ramones first got together in Forest Hills. It's often been said that punk rock began as a reaction to the bloated corporate rock scene that was taking hold in the mid-1970s. And you could say the same about the Dr. Demento Show as well. The Ramones wanted to bring back the youthful spirit of fun that had gone missing from the airwaves, and so did I. And of course, I played the Ramones and the Sex Pistols on my show when they first came out. There you have it, Dr. Demento covered in punk. Stay deep.